threaten somebody else, amen, and cause them to stumble, there wouldn't be no such crime as offenses. Amen. Impossible that the offenses come, will come, but woe be unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and cast into the sea than that he would offend one of these little ones. That is, cause to stumble and fall. One of these little ones. And that's where the devil gets a lot of people. It is that infant mortality, even in church. Amen. The life expectancy in the world, particularly in the United States of America, amen, about 70 for men and 73 for a woman, maybe a little more now, amen, because of medical science and ability to treat diseases and serious illnesses, amen, and modern discovery. Ages past, infant mortality was the number one killer. Many died when they were babes. Amen. Because they didn't know how to take care of them. And in church, it's also the same way. That he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourself. If your brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. If he repent, forgive him. And that's one way that you avoid being offended through this life is be forgiving. If you'll be forgiving, you'll be forgiven. A lot of people feel like they forgive, have a right to be forgiven and forgive everybody except the preacher. And they feel like that they have a right to hold it against the preacher, and some in Hamilton are still holding it against me. Amen. Amen. That I preached holiness. They don't like it still. They're dead set on doing their own thing. Amen. And I ain't preached nothing compared to some. Amen. I'm soft as a feather compared to some. Amen. But Hamilton was so far gone when I got here, it made me look hard and rough and mean. Amen. But there's a lot of folks know that, amen, I ain't all that tough. I'm not all that hard. Amen. Not all that rough. It's just because Hamilton was so far gone. Amen. And whole cities have gone the way of all flesh. All the churches in many a city have gone the way of all flesh. Amen. I don't belong to the ministerial alliance in Hamilton because I can't go along with them. Amen. I mean, I'm just far removed. I don't even participate in many things that claim to be Pentecostal in Hamilton. Amen, because I can't, when you got a backslide to have fellowship, folks, it's pretty bad, you know. Amen. I ain't going to do it. Praise God. And it's bad enough doing the best you can. Come on. Amen. I bend over backwards to fellowship. Everybody knows that. I've got the name of being one to fellowship. Amen. And I'm just doing what comes naturally if you're a Christian. Because if you're a Christian, you love one another. You love those that are like precious faith. You have good fellowship. And I can't stand to see a good Pentecostal, a good holiness meeting go begging. And so I go try to scotch the best I can. I go try to help out the best I can. I do not consider another holiness church competition. That's the reason some preachers don't fellowship is because they can't stand the competition. They're so full of flesh that they can't stand seeing anybody doing anything for God but themselves. Amen. And this is also a danger to men of God that fast a whole lot and sacrifice a whole lot and give a whole lot and go a whole lot, and they get somewhere across the country and see somebody else that's blessed just like they are. Amen. And it's tough on the old flesh to see somebody else blessed, particularly in your own town, in your own area. Amen. There's a lot of preachers can fellowship somebody 600 miles away, but they can't fellowship 12 miles away. That's how far me and David Miller is apart, about 12 miles. Amen. I don't have any trouble fellowshipping because it comes natural with a child of God that's not following the flesh. Amen. Now, if you're out for number one, amen, you might have trouble fellowshipping. Praise God. Take heed to yourselves. If a brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. If he repent, forgive him. If he trespass against thee 7 times in a day. Did you ever hear anybody say that? And 7 times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. Amen. 7 times in one day, a brother trespass against thee, and thou forgive. If you're having trouble with forgiveness and you don't think God will forgive you for what you've done, it's probably because you've had trouble forgiving. If you'd have been a better forgiver, you'd have been better able to believe God for forgiveness yourself. Amen. And so it's in the same context, in the very next verse, the apostle said to him, Lord, increase our faith. Well, what about that? What in the world has that got to do with forgiveness? What in the world has that got to do with being forgiven? What in the world has that got to do with being a stumbling block? Amen. Everything. If you're believing God and trusting God, amen, you don't have to trust anybody else to do it for you. Huh? Amen. You don't blame nobody else for your own failures or successes. Amen. Whichever the case may be, you're believing God. You're trusting God. No matter what comes or goes, you're trusting God. Amen. I mean, no matter how many preachers backslide, after all, you're not trusting preachers for your salvation, are you? If you are, you're not gonna get very far. Amen. Because you're gonna have some backslide along the road. Huh? Amen. They said, Lord, increase our faith, because a lot of stumbling blocks. I don't know what to call this tonight, except there's a lot of stumbling blocks around. And if you don't have faith, you'll stumble over one of them and won't get up. Hallelujah. You have to have a made-up mind. I mean, I know folks quit church, grow cold, or so and backslide because of what somebody else done. That's stupid. Go to hell because of what somebody else did. Lose out with God because of what somebody else did. Well, look at John. Amen. That's what Peter said. What about him? Jesus in Arkansas language said, that ain't none of your business. If I will that he live till I come again. And you know what they did? They twisted the words of Jesus and circulated all around the country. Amen. Jesus said it. I heard him say it, that John wasn't going to die. He didn't say no such a thing. But they interpreted. That's how you get old wives' fables. Old wives' fables, you know, sometimes start out with old men fables. Old wives get a hold of what the old men said and twist it a little further. Amen. And so that's none of your business. You go on with God. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say to this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. Amen. Well, in this strange twist in this message tonight, I'd like to advise you, don't stumble over the sycamore tree. Get some more faith and pray it out of the way. The Bible was originally written in a day when there wasn't no Baptist church. First and Second Baptist Church. First Pentecostal, Second Pentecostal, and Fifth Pentecostal. Amen. For you to run to, it's all one church. The church at Corinth was one church. You couldn't run down the street and hide in another church and get by with it. I mean, when Paul came to town, it was all one church. And you had to listen to Paul. If you skinned you upside one side and down the other, or healed a sick and did all kind of miracles, praise God for Paul. Amen. And nowadays, you know, we have Brother Dale's brother is an alcoholic. But there's a lot of people that's churchaholics. When they when it gets too hot for them in one church, they run to another one. Amen. And they're hooked on running away. Hey, some of these days you're going to have to finally plant your feet down and say, I ain't running no more. Amen. Back in early western United States, you know, the old longhorn cattle, he was easily spooked. Lightning could spook him, thunder could spook him, an animal could spook him, you know, and if you had a big herd of them, one of them starts running, amen, and the rest of them would follow, and they'd wind up going off a cliff or wind up against a rock wall or wind up against a fence on top of each other, and many cattle died because one of them got spooked and run. He got spooked at the wind. He got spooked at the storm. He got spooked at a wild animal. He got spooked at the thunder. He got spooked at the lightning. Amen. And he ran and killed a whole bunch of his herd because he ran. Well, they needed a better stock for the West. They needed one that wasn't so easily spooked. And so they introduced and bred into the West the Hereford stock. That's the white-faced Hereford stock. Amen. And the wonderful thing about the white-faced Hereford stock was he didn't run from the storm and the blizzard. He turned around and faced into it with his head down. He faced into the storm. How, Brother Collins, did you make it? Amen. 48 plus years, going on 49. I mean, March, I will have been preaching 49 years. Amen. I got hung up on 43, and I got to tell folks I wrote that song 43 years ago, and I was 17 years old. Amen. And it wasn't 43 years ago. It was 48 and a half years ago. But I just get hung up in things like that. Amen. I mean, I have a human brain. Exceedingly human. It's hard for me to admit it, but I am full of error. Because I'm still a human. Amen. And I ain't got a new body yet, Brother Setzer. Amen. I just got this same old one. I want to trade it in after a while. Want to trade in this old ragged tent. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to trade in this old flag that's tattered and torn. And this old tent that I've camped in a many a battle with. Praise God. I want to trade it in for a brand new house. Eternal in the heavens. Not made with hands. Praise God. So pardon the infirmity of my flesh. Amen. If you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamine tree, amen, be thou plucked up to the root and be planted in the sea. In other words, get out of my way. I'm not going to stumble over you. Amen. And it should obey you. Now, if you will let something cause you to stumble, you will stumble. Amen. And the big danger is the little ones that don't understand, that don't know, to be wary. Amen. That haven't been warned that there's people out there that's not going to live right. There's people out there that's going to let you down. There's people out there that's stumbling blocks instead of stepping stones. Huh? Amen. But which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he has come to the field, go and sit down to meat? And will not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself and serve me till I've eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt drink? Well, this is just not fair. Now, I've worked hard all day long, and I've come in, and I'm tired, and I'm hungry, and now the master wants something else out of me. What do you do for the master when you're tired and weary, and you can honestly say, I'm tired, I'm hungry, I'm wore out, I'm quitting? That's where a lot of people stumble. I'm so tired. Amen. Oh, my brain's tired. Oh, my mind's tired. Oh, my mouth's tired. Oh, my tongue's tired. Amen. Oh, my nose is tired. Amen. You know why some people's tired? They just can't keep out other people's business. They got a tired nose. Amen. You know why some people's tired? It's because they're overworked 1 inch below their nose. Amen. Their tongue's tired. Their mouth's tired. They're wore out. I can't take it. You know why some people have such a hard time doing anything for God? Because they've talked about everybody else that tried to do anything for God, and they don't want to be talked about the same way. You know why some people have a hard time believing God, that God would help them in the ministry? It's because they've talked about everybody that preached, and they've tore down every preacher that got up. Well, I like this, and I like that, and I like that, and I like somebody else. You know what you are? You're carnal. Amen. Hey, amen. You get where you ought to be with God, and a preacher can't help you, you help him. And it's wonderful if you can get both of them together. He's helping you, amen, and you're helping him. Praise God. Hey, but when he comes along and he don't help you, what you do, you turn around and help him and bless him. And God bless you for surviving. In fact, that's the only ones that's blessed. That's the survivor. Those that stumble don't survive. Doth he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? That's what a servant's supposed to do. Work till he dies in his tracks if he's commanded to. Amen. That's what a servant's supposed to do. That's what slaves are supposed to do. Come on, let's read this a little bit different now. Which of you, having a slave plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, he has come from the field, go sit down to meat? You don't do that for slaves. Amen. At least sometimes. Amen. George Washington had slaves too, but they said he was good to his slaves. Thomas Jefferson had slaves too, but they said he was good to his slaves. Of course, there's another bad rumor, you know, going around about Thomas Jefferson. Amen. And you leave it up to the rumor machine, they'll have one going on George Washington. I've read a few of them. Amen. And if you leave it up to the rumor machine, boy, they've got one hatched out. I mean, they've got it all nailed down pat. Oh, I heard him say it. Amen. Jesus said, John's going to live forever. He didn't do it. He said, Jesus, what about this man? And Jesus said, if I will that he abide till I come again, what's that any of your business? But he didn't say he was going to do it. But they misunderstood. Well, they got it twisted. Amen. Somebody didn't have the PA turned up, and somebody didn't hear and get all the words. Interesting, you know, how Jesus preached to so many people without a PA system. Amen. My early ministry, none of the churches had a PA system. And if it did, you know, it was something extraordinary, you know. But we didn't have a PA system in almost none of the churches. So when I sang with my guitar, Brother Dale, I walked all over the church. I sung from the pulpit to the back door. I sung up every aisle. Amen. I sung I Have But One Goal. I sung it in Brother Vernon Edwards' meeting out in Kellyville, Oklahoma in 1953. Amen. And I sung all the way to the back door. And Brother Bench said he was wanting to make wisecracks, and he was kind of a comedian naturally. He said, I thought he was going all the way back to Arkansas. Amen. I sung it all over the place. Well, Sister Collins knew that when we got married. Amen. And she was so scared I would walk all over the church and leave her standing by herself behind the pulpit. Amen. And she sure didn't want to walk all over the place with me. Amen. It was hard to get her to sing with me. Amen. Well, the PA system solved all of that. Amen. And as late as Middletown, Ohio, Full Gospel Tabernacle, we still stood up behind the pulpit together and sung together, both of us, at the pulpit. All 5 years we sung and preached at Middletown. One day in Kansas City, she quit me. She decided she didn't have to stand up behind the pulpit to sing. She sung over to piano. We had a PA system. Woo! But did you know a lot of people stumbled over the PA system? Amen. If you had it turned on, it was too loud. Amen. I don't know how many times, you know, that I've run into people, you know, the PA system is always too loud. Now, here's the way you need to turn the PA system up. In a holiness church, turn it up as much as it'll stand and not whistle. Amen. And when you get a lot of people around the microphones, they absorb a lot of that sound. They say, they come in, you know, these PA experts, and you need a PA system where you can just stand and speak in your natural voice and everybody hear you. Hogwash, balderdash. I've never seen one of those PA systems work. They spent $5,000 for a PA system in Kansas City. It was so sensitive, they said, I pastored that brand new church, they said it's so sensitive that if you painted the walls, you'd have to retune it. Hot diggity dog. We had a fancy PA. We can tell everybody in the country that we had the most sensitive, most wonderful PA system. Amen. And if you painted the wall of the church, you had to retune it. I could have bought one off the street for $500 and it had done a better job than the silver wood full gospel, but they spent so much money for it. Amen. We made the most of it. Those microphones for the choir hanging down to the ceiling, they never did work. And you know what? All the churches has got them. They don't work. They spent money for nothing. Why? Because some expert come along and said, you need a microphone in your church where you can just speak in your natural tone and everybody hear you. You never have to turn it up or down. Baloney. Amen. In a Pentecostal church, you turn as high as it'll go in a normal service and not a whistle. Amen. But the greater the noise level gets and the more people in the church, the more the sound is absorbed. In order to get over them, you got to keep monitoring it up. Amen. And a lot of people stand around the microphone singing. Amen. They'll absorb a lot of the sound and you can monitor it higher. And you can monitor it higher and get over the noise and people get the message no matter how much noise is going on. Well, whether it's Elvis Presley or the statesman, amen, they do that. Amen. But, of course, Elvis Presley wasn't in church that I know of. Amen. And the statesman wasn't doing too hot when they dissolved. Amen. And anyway, that's the way you got to do it. You got to monitor it up and down according to the need, according to the noise. And there's one thing we have in a Pentecostal church, a lot of noise. So this brother, he'd always complain about the PA system being too loud. Amen. One day the pastor turned it clear off, and he had such a habit of complaining that it was too loud. He jumped up and complained, "It's too loud. Turn the PA system down." It wasn't even turned on. And then some people stumble over the thermostat. And we finally got air conditioning at the Full Gospel Tabernacle in Middletown. Brother Gene Huff and I helped them, and we put it in. They did. Amen. I helped them with a little bit of work along and mounted it overhead. Amen. And the first night it was so cool that Brother Bolin, who was one of them, that when he grumbled, he could really grumble. And he said, "Too cold," he said. He said, "If it's going to be that cold, I'll give $100 to take it out." And people stumbled over our new air conditioning. But when Kearney Collins, sitting on the front seat, was sweating, and Sister Shepherd had her coat up over her ears, I knew I had it just right. It wasn't cold enough for Kearney, and it was too cold for Sister Shepherd. Amen. Hey, hallelujah. People stumble over anything. Yakety yak, yakety yak, yakety yak. Shut up! Amen. Let it alone! One reason people stumble over the thermostat, they won't move. Find a hot spot. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Don't stumble over the thermostat. It's hot there where Randy sits. Amen. He's about to break out of the sweat already. Amen. I go back there and I can't hardly take it. I want out here under my fan. Thank God they didn't forget the preacher. You know why? Because I was here when he installed the fan. Amen. But most churches have got such a wimpy preacher, he can't stand the fan. Sweet Lamb of God. Amen. I don't know whether he's not going to work very hard or what. Amen. But hey, glory to God, I got the wind blowing. And if I have, in times past, had one sitting in the seat beside me. Amen. Blowing right at me. Amen. Hey, hallelujah. Hey, well, if you got a PA system, or if you've got an air condition, you don't need a fan. Amen. You can't stand a little wind. Amen. I don't tell you what, this Pentecostal thing started out with a mighty rushing wind. Can you say amen? Amen. Hey, hallelujah. If you can't stand the wind, get them tongues of fire and they'll warm you up. Hallelujah. And you'll find a hot spot. Hallelujah. Oh, Elijah went to heaven. Hallelujah. In a whirlwind and a chariot of fire. Woo! Glory to God. They said to the old boy in church, he said, "Elijah didn't go to heaven. Why, there's hot spots and cold spots out there." Amen. He snapped his finger and said, "Well, praise God. God knew what he was doing." Amen. He had a chariot of fire to warm him in the cold spot and a whirlwind to cool him in the hot spots. Amen. And he made it just fine. Hey, hallelujah. If you'll hold on, if you'll hang in there, God will send a chariot of fire and a whirlwind. Hallelujah. Hold on. Amen. There'll be a preacher come along like Brian Miller. Amen. Tell you not to be bitter and give you just exactly what you need. Stand with us tonight. I'm not done with the chapter. Amen. Gets into the tribulation period. Hallelujah. But what is that to thee? You need to know about the tribulation period. Because you may think you're going through it right now, but you ain't. You ain't seen nothing. What's going to happen there? But if we'll be faithful to God, this will be all the trouble we'll go through. It'll be this side of the river. God bless your children. God bless your sheep. God bless your servants. I pray in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Heads bowed and Christians praying. Is there somebody here? You say, Brother Collins, I've questioned and I've stumbled. Pray for me that I'll turn a deaf ear to every voice except Jesus. That I'll close my eye to every stumbling block and look to the Lamb of God. I'll settle every question in my mind and in my heart. Amen. Would you raise your hand and say, Brother Collins, pray for me that I'll not stumble into hell because of what somebody else done. Is there a hand anywhere tonight? Amen. God's talking, yes. God's speaking, yes. Amen. Pray for me that I'll not stumble, that I'll stand upright, that I'll be an overcomer, that I'll be among the survivors in the church. God bless that one. Is there another one? Amen. God don't want you to stumble. God wants you to stand up. And if you fell down in the mud, it'll wash off. Huh? If you fell into sin, the blood washes all stains. Amen. Come on. If you fail 7 times in one day, if Jesus tells us to forgive, you think he won't? Not very many of you fail 7 times in one day. There may be some that do more. Amen. But if you repent, ask God to forgive you. He does. It works because it's Bible. The blood prevails because it's Bible. God bless these hands, these dear precious ones. Don't let a one be lost. Don't let a one stumble. Don't let a one fall. But help them, Lord, by the grace of God, to repair every failure. Hallelujah. And get up and stand up and look up and bear up. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on.
Sunset, lie behind the mountain. Too many rivers my feet have walked through. Too many treasures are waiting over yonder. There's too much to gain. Too many miles behind me, too many trials are through, too many tears help me to remember there's too much to gain, to lose. Too many sunsets lie behind the mountain. Too many rivers my feet have walked through. Too many treasures are waiting over yonder. There's too much to gain, to lose.